I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Cultivating a heart of gratitude in everyday life. Our scripture reading comes from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. Well, today we gather to reflect on something simple yet profoundly transformative, gratitude. It is a word we often hear, especially around holidays, but gratitude is not just for special occasions. It is a way of life, a spiritual discipline, and a lens through which we are called to view the world. Let's go to start with point one. Gratitude is God's will for us. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Paul writes, "Give thanks in all circumstances." Notice it doesn't say for all circumstances, but in all circumstances. That distinction matters. We don't have to be thankful for pain or injustice, but even in the midst of trials, we can find something to thank God for: His presence, His promise, His peace. Why is this God's will? Because gratitude shifts our perspective. It keeps our hearts soft, our minds clear, and our eyes focused on what truly matters: God's goodness and faithfulness. Moves us to point two. Gratitude transforms the ordinary. It is easy to be grateful when things are going well, but what about during the mundane moments of life? The routine, the repetition, the unnoticed blessings. A grateful heart finds the fingerprints of God in every day. A sunrise, a warm meal, a kind word, or even a breath. When we choose to give thanks for the small things, we become more aware of God's daily provisions. Gratitude awakens us to the fact that every good gift comes from above. James 1:17 leads us to point three. Gratitude is a witness to the world. In a culture filled with complaining and entitlement, a grateful person stands out. When we respond to difficulties and thankfulness, we reflect Christ. When we celebrate others instead of comparing, we shine His light. Gratitude is not just an attitude, it's a testimony. It shows the world that our joy isn't based on circumstance, but on the unchanging love of God. Let's wrap it up. How do we apply this into our daily practice? How do we live out this message? Start your day by naming three things you're grateful for. In prayer, spend time thanking God before asking for anything. Express appreciation to the people around you regularly. Keep a gratitude journal to record blessings. For me, every time I lay down my head and close my eyes, I thank God for the things that He's done throughout my day. That's how I end my day. Gratitude is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes. And as it grows, it will change not just your mood, but your mindset, your relationships, and your walk with God. Thank you for your countless blessings you pour into our lives each day. Teach us to see them, to celebrate them, and to share them with others. Help us to be grateful in every circumstance so our hearts may remain anchored in You. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without your pulpit, and this was your faith for today.